Tower BOT Mobile. KK4POT. 4CEF. This is KK4POT. You out there this morning, Andrew?
CEF, KO4P. You gotta say, yeah, I just jumped in a truck. Trying to get it defrosted now.
Yeah, I do the same thing. Did the old defrost on this thing. I about got it cleared out now. Got it up to operating temp and already had to back the heat off just a little bit, so I'm feeling good now.
Matt.
The weekend?
No, not going. I was going to go Friday. It looked a little bit windy, and so I held off, and then the wife found some errands that she needed to run. And then Saturday, I just didn't want to go by myself, so...
I stayed at the house this past weekend. My youngest son, he had a little bit of a cold going on, so I just kept him at the house and just hung out there with him and didn't do a whole lot of much of nothing. Played with some radio stuff. I did get the G90 in and got that set up and got all that operating as far as just regular voice operation. I'm waiting on that little data card to come in. It was supposed to come with the radio and that bundle, but the radio and the stand had to ship from like Oregon, and that little card had to come from Florida, and I think it's supposed to show up today, so hopefully tomorrow or something I'll get that thing on some JSA call and other things on some data modes.
So what do you think about it so far?
I like it. It's different. I mean, it's kind of a whole different animal, being an SDR, but, the screen is, it's small, but it's very usable. I'm pretty impressed with the little screen on it, and even the waterfall is very useful, being so small is what it is. Just operating it on voice, kind of scrolling around over the weekend, I could sit there and watch stuff and go right to it and jump in on something. I think it's pretty neat. I mean, I haven't got to play with all the filters yet. That's what I'm really interested in trying, seeing how all the filters do. Hopefully this week I'll play a little bit more with that. It's a little quirky in some of the things about it. At the end of the day, it is just a Chinese radio. But for the money, I don't think you could go wrong with one of these things. I'd buy one again.
I need to hear. How much I'm curious about the weight of it. Because, they have the little SDR screen, basically. So you get the waterfall and stuff. That's what I'd love to have one. I've been eyeballing one for a while. I just never pulled the trigger on it.
Still got I think they still have a bundle sale going on the Radio Oddity or Radio Ditty, whatever you call it. I think it's technically Radio Oddity, but it sure looks like Radio Ditty. But I think they still have it might not be as good of a sale as they did on Black Friday, but it's still a sale. And I would highly recommend jumping on one of those. The weight of it, I think I read it was like 3 pounds or something like that. It's nothing. I mean, I got an 857 that I had been lugging around, and I got a big battery pack and stuff with that, and plus the tuner on top of that. That's a big package to be hauling around with that 857. But that's what I use for portable stuff, since it's already set up specifically for portable. But this in comparison in size, this G90 is a whole lot smaller and a lot lighter, and it's got the tuner built into it, so you cut down on your footprint by a major proportion. So yeah, I'm pretty impressed. Doing the update on it is a little goofball. I despise using Windows, and I had to use Windows to do it, but I'm learning of a Linux program that you can do to update it. I just got to figure out how to make that work, but I'm telling you, man, I think you'd thoroughly enjoy it.
Pulling the trigger. I don't know if I'll do it before Christmas, but I may end up pulling the trigger on something like that, especially with the waterfall. That's most impressive for me. If I can replace my 7100 with that, that would be really nice.
It's for, again, for the money, it's got a lot going for it. I mean, it's no top shelf radio or anything, but man, it does do what it does it well. So yeah, I wouldn't hesitate on that. And you know, I just about bet you they'll have like a New Year's sale or something like that, you know, so you wait till after Christmas, and I would just about guarantee they'll have some sort of good New Year's sale on those things, and might be able to snag one at a pretty good deal.
Look out for something like that. Cause it, I would definitely like to slam down my portable pack. And the only thing I've heard, that additional screen that you get, that you can purchase for the G90, so far I don't think it's gotten good reviews. But I don't remember if it was for the G90 or the other Zygo.
The same thing for either one, and yeah, it's got some mixed stuff going on, but I think they just recently released another update for that thing, and it was supposed to fix some of that stuff. But yeah, I've kind of got my eyeball on one of those, but I've been hesitant to go down that road just yet. But from what I've been reading is that they are, Zygo is, at least paying attention to what people are saying, and they're putting out firmware updates, you know, regularly, and, you know, it's not like you're waiting, you know, 6 to 8 months for an update, you know, type of deal, and they're doing it fairly regularly, and they're trying to chip away at the different things that they need to fix and stuff, so it does appear that they're involved and that they're listening, so, you know, that's a good sign as well.
I got to jump out of the truck real quick. I'll be right back. I got to put some fuel in it.
Backing in right here to my parking spot, so I'll catch you hopefully in the morning. I hope you have a fantastic day. 73s to you, KK4POT.
Good one. 73s to you, KO4CF. I'll be standing by.